Now, That Great Carol was written by someone called Charles Wesley. I want to tell you, actually, if we could have the lights over the stage down, that would be great. Thanks, Julia. I want to tell you about his brother. Charles was famous for writing hymns, but he was a preacher as well. John, his brother, was famous for preaching sermons, though I think he wrote the old hymn too. And this is a picture of him, and he lived a couple of hundred years ago. He was a very famous preacher. They stopped him preaching in the churches, so he preached in the churchyards, and then he preached in the open fields. And thousands and thousands and thousands of people came to hear John Wesley preach. And thousands of people became Christians. They heard about Jesus, and they became Christians through John Wesley's preaching. He lived a long time, but he did get old, and he kept going, and he kept going, but he got older and older, and eventually he knew he was going to die. Someone painted this painting of it, and this is a kind of copy of the painting of his deathbed scene. And all his followers gathered round. You see the one just at the bottom of the bed? He hasn't got very good hearing, so he's holding up a hearing trumpet so he can hear properly what Wesley is saying. And this was in March 1791 when he was 88 years old. And as I say, he was lying there dying. And he would reach out his hands and he said to them repeatedly, "Farewell, farewell." And he went round and he took all their hands and he said, "Farewell." And then right at the end, he knew he could tell he was going to die, but he summoned up all his strength and he cried out, "The best of all is God is with us." And then he cried it out again. He raised up his arms, and his voice wasn't very strong, but he did his very best with it, and he repeated the words, "The best of all is God is with us." And I just want to help us think about that for a moment, because this seems to me a good thing for us to think about on Christmas Day. The best of all is God is with us. That phrase, "God is with us," comes from the book of Isaiah. It comes from when Isaiah is talking about the birth of a very special baby who would be called Emmanuel, which means God with us. And then when the angel announces the birth Joseph, he says it, that they will call his name Emmanuel, which means God with us. Why is this important? It's important because we all need God. We were not made to live without God. And trying to live without God is like a fish trying to live without water or a plant trying to live without sunlight. We need God when we're living, and if we don't, our lives don't work very well. We need God when we're dying, as Wesley had, because there's nothing else then. And we need God when we're dead, because at that point, either we'll be in heaven with him and be with him, or we'll be in hell without him, and that will be a terrible thing. We all need God. But the problem is, we can't go up to God. You can try and get a pair of wings and fly. You probably won't get very far that way. You can get an aeroplane. You won't be able to get to God. You'd even get in a spaceship, and you won't be able to get to God. And even if you could get in the best spaceship ever and go around the universe, you wouldn't be able to get to God. We need God to come to us. And on our own, we will never find God. And on our own, we'll never be able to get to him. And we'll have this big need and we won't be able to meet it. We can't go up to God. But the great good news about Christmas is that God has come down to us. And he's come to us as a human being. He doesn't stop being God, but he comes as a human being who is God as well. And that's what we're celebrating, isn't it? That's why we're so excited today. That's why we've been singing and hearing about Jesus, the baby in the manger, born in the stable, born to come to us. Now, why has he come? He has come down to us so that he can lift us, so that we can rise to God. He has come down, the Son of God, from all eternity, whatever that means, and it boggles our minds, but the Son of God from all eternity has come down to us so that we can be part of God's family too. He's come to make us, if you like, what he already is by living and dying and being raised again for us. Now that's the most amazing thing. What does that mean? It means that we should welcome Jesus. We should welcome Jesus. I mean, that's why we're in church. In a sense, we've made a good start on it already. But it's something deeper and more personal. And anyone can do it, from a very young child to the very oldest person here. Welcome Jesus for the first time, or welcome Jesus again. And say to him, yes, I want you at the center of who I am. I want you to be at the center of my life. I want you to be the most important person in my life, Lord Jesus Christ. We say, thank you for coming for me. I need you. And I realize just how much I need you. And so we ask him. And we invite him in again, or we ask him for the first time. And anyone here this morning could do that. It might be the first time. You could do that today and make it the best Christmas ever. And as well as welcoming him, there's another thing. We should worship him. God is with us in Jesus. It wouldn't be right to worship him if he was just a human being. But because he is God as well, we can and we must and we should worship him. Not simply welcome him, although he is one of us and he is a human being like us, but worship him, bow before him, give him praise, give him glory, and obey his commands. Well, those are some of the reasons why I think John Wesley might have been saying the best of all, God is with us.